This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3579 for Thursday, the 21st of April, 2022. Today's show is entitled, PIN is not NOOBS. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 11 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, multi-booting Raspberry Pi.
This is Archer72, and in this episode, I explore one option for multi-booting a Raspberry Pi from USB. The reason I got started looking into this multi-boot is because I was trying out Raspberry Pi, the 64-bit. It came out on January 28th, 2022, as a release version the year previous that had been in beta. I originally just wanted one system on the drive, but I tried to compile RetroPie and RetroPie at the current time is not ready for 64-bit. So I found another program called PIN, P-I-N-N. And it stands for PIN is not noobs. And it provides a way to have multiple operating systems on the same drive. The way I found it initially to do this is to go to the SourceForge site and downloaded a zip file and extracted the contents onto a FAT32 partition on the drive that you wanted to have it on. That worked out fine, but I also jumped over to GitHub, and turns out they just, on the side of the page, they have the releases, and you can write the image to your drive, and go from there, and that gives you the entire list of operating systems, and I would also recommend being attached to Ethernet. So I tried a couple of times to get the systems on there, and they failed a couple times because I was on the Wi-Fi. There's another way to go about it, and there's a website in New Zealand, and you get to select whether or not you want a USB drive, SD and USB, or just your SD card, and it allows you to select a size for your SD card size. If you don't have the 8 GB, 16 GB, 32 GB, or 64, you can put in a custom size if you know the size of your card, and you have to set it in megabytes. So go ahead and set it to 16 gigabytes. We'll assume we have a smaller flash drive. And my Pi is a model 4B. So select that. And then it brings you to a list, and a pretty extensive list of, there's minimal. You can get Arch 4, Diet Pi 64, Gen 2 64 Lite, Raspberry Pi OS Lite 32 and the 64-bit. Under the games, you can get Laka, Recall Box, and RetroPi. Under utilities, there's not much under there. It says data partition. I don't know what that's for. For testing, there's Debian 64 Pi 4 and Raspex with LXCE based on Ubuntu 18.04 LTS. Under general, there's Gen 2 64, Kali Linux, both 32 and 64-bit, lineage, several different versions of it, 16, 17, 18, and 19. It's Manjaro KDE RP, or Raspberry Pi 4, Manjaro XFCE for the Pi 4, Raspberry Pi OS 32-bit and 64-bit, RISC OS, Twister, Ubuntu 2010, Ubuntu 2110, Ubuntu Mate 2010 64-bit, Ubuntu Mate 2110, and Ubuntu Mate 2110 64-bit. Scrolling back, that was a long list, so let's go back to the top. On Amiga, you can do Libre Elect Raspberry Pi 4. I've never heard of this one, MOODE, Mood. You can play audio file music, quality music playback on the Pi. And then there's OSMC Pi 4, Pi Core Player, it's a Squeezebox audio device. Volumio is an open source audio file music player. Put Expion on there. And there's another tab, finally, for Legacy, for Raspberry OS Old Stable and Lite. So it originally came here for, where'd it go? General. I wanted 64-bit Raspberry Pi. Not the right one. So there. Starting out with the Pi 4 64-bit. I wanted media. So I was going back and forth between LibreElec and OSMC Pi 4. I don't remember what I ended up with. I'll have to look later. But for the purposes of going through this menu, I'll put LibreElec. And then for games, I did like Recall Box. You could check that one out, but Dotto likes playing a RetroPie, so I'll do that. And those selections require roughly 7,900 megabytes, or just about 8 gigabytes. So that'll fit on the 16 gig selection that we did. And it gives you an option to change the system sizes, but it's equal. And you just have slider bars. And then next, it gives you the option to download the pinlight.zip, which is what you put on the FAT32 partition, and then recovery.commandline. CMDLINE. And the instructions are to unzip pinlight.zip, replace recovery.commandline in the pin directory with the downloaded file, copy the contents of the pin directory to your FAT32 formatted media, boot your Raspberry Pi, select all systems, install and enjoy, and at the end, if you find it useful, then you can buy them a coffee. That's looks like the option is in PayPal only. It's just a nice way to give back for the work that they did on this site. So screenshot that so you can see. that looks like. I'll put those instructions into a text file and put them up on the notes. Okay. And there's video instructions. And I'll post the, it's on YouTube, and I'll post the link to that on the show notes. Once you boot up your newly created flash drive, just check the checkboxes for the operating systems that are in the list, and it'll only be, for mine, it was only 3, and it took about 15 minutes to install. It just depends on if you're hooked to Ethernet or Wi-Fi. It could take up to 3 hours. This is what I was doing first time before it was failing on me. I'd like to find out how to do it on a single operating have the RetroPie on a single operating system alongside the 64-bit, possibly using Docker. But I might have to do another episode on that at a later date. I guess that's all. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.